Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, April the 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing women's participation in politics. Today, women from various political parties met in Masvingo to discuss some of the challenges they face in electoral politics. But before we delve deep into today's discussion, let's take you to Sudan, where the country is being dragged to the brink of civil war by a power struggle between two men, a career soldier and a former warlord who rose to power under former autocratic leader Omar al-Bashir. David Boyle has more.
Once side by side, two men now stand opposed in a battle that is dragging Sudan to the brink of civil war. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan is the de facto head of state, General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo his deputy. The former is a career soldier and the army's chief. The latter, better known as Hemeti, a former warlord who leads the country's main paramilitary group.
I am a simple Bedouin man who grew up on the sidelines of Sudan, didn't get anything from my country except violence.
Hemeti started out as a camel trader in the Darfur region before, according to a former assistant, taking up arms after his trade convoy was attacked. He was among fighters who later allied with the government to quash a rebellion that erupted in Darfur in 2003. The militia forces had a fearsome reputation. They became known as the Janjaweed, a term loosely derived from the Arabic for devils on horseback. Around 300,000 people were killed in the Darfur campaign, and 2 million displaced. The International Criminal Court has accused former President Omar al-Bashir of masterminding genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes, which he and his government denied, saying that they only targeted rebels. Amid the bloodshed, Hemeti caught Bashir's attention. His militia, which morphed into the Rapid Support Forces, became the government's enforcer. Bashir gave Hemeti's family and associates free rein to sell Sudan's gold, helping him amass a fortune. But Hemeti would later turn on his benefactor when Bashir was ousted in 2019. He secured the post of deputy head of state, technically reporting to Burhan, who cuts a very different figure. He's a career soldier with 41 years of service, mostly under Bashir. Like Hemeti, Burhan also rose under the autocratic leader before dumping him when Bashir's star was waning. Burhan says he was one of the military figures who told Bashir to step down. Since then, as the head of a military council, Burhan has made promises of elections and handing over power to a civilian government. His opponents say he's instead put the military firmly in charge. Protests have faced a fierce response from Burhan security forces.
Once we put on these khakis, we have no other path. We do not get startled or afraid. And even if every one of us is dead, we will not be frightened or back away.
As military chief, Burhan controls heavy weapons and the armed forces. But his soldiers are up against Hemeti's skilled irregular force that may number, analysts say, 100,000 or more paramilitary fighters. They have already proved a tricky opponent, When bases have come under attack, they have melted away into residential areas, where heavy armor and conventional military tactics lose their advantage. Both men now battle, predominantly in the capital, trying to deliver the killer blow in their power struggle. Instead, they may deliver a protracted conflict and more instability. After decades of autocracy, military rule, and international isolation, Sudan is in danger of seeing its prospects for peace and economic revival go up in smoke.
And from Sudan, we now have breaking news. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an immediate ceasefire in Sudan.
Good afternoon. We have just finished a meeting convened by the African Union on the dramatic situation in Sudan, bringing together the United Nations, the League of Arab States, IGAD, and the European Union, as well as representatives from a number of countries that are deeply committed to solving the crisis. There was a strong consensus on condemning the ongoing fighting in Sudan and calling for a cessation of hostilities. As an immediate priority, I appeal for a ceasefire to take place for at least 3 days, marking the Eid al-Fitr celebrations, to allow civilians trapped in conflict zones to escape and to seek medical treatment, food, and other essential supplies. This must be the first step in providing respite from the fighting and paving the way for a permanent ceasefire. I have been personally engaged in doing everything possible to make it happen. The cessation of hostilities must be followed by serious dialogue, allowing for the successful transition, starting with the appointment of a civilian government. The fighting must stop immediately. I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation. Hundreds of people have been killed and injured. Fighting in urban areas is particularly dangerous for civilians, including children, who have repeatedly been forced to shelter in schools and evacuate from hospitals under fire. This is completely outrageous. Humanitarian operations are virtually impossible. Warehouses, vehicles, and other humanitarian assets have been attacked, looted, and seized. Targeting humanitarian workers and assets must end, and I remind all parties of their obligations under international law, including ensuring safety and security of humanitarian aid workers.
That there was breaking news which just came in. That was UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaking in New York. We are back to the main topic. The Women and Law in Southern Africa organized a meeting to discuss the issues affecting women in electoral politics for them to contest all political positions from council elections up to presidential election. The challenges continue to be a stumbling block for Zimbabwean women since independence in 1980. Some of the female candidates who attended the Mashingo Conference cited lack of financial resources, violence, and sexual harassment. Wusa told the women attending the conference that it was committed to ensuring that women got the training and support they need to level the playing field with male candidates. Patricia Muganiri of Wusa had this to say.
And also elect women in my strategic positions, Vaskana. Kwete rupoti munonzi, main wing, ponzi women's wing, ponzi youth wing, kumozara, women's wing, weba, kusinaka na power, kunaka na anything, chinoyonya soja kuti, mukwaniso kuzungi, mine, a decision, kana kuti, a voice, kuti, maitiru, arbitwa, shinaka mira thing. So ipapo, I think, ingatipa, ungoro, ipapo, as we work in my political party, that, you know, that would die, atiru kudada nao, aye. Why don't we also have women? Vanenge vari mapositions wayo kuti vanozonge vachiitwo aiwa isusu madzimai afiwo zvakati, but women are not there. Ndopanotangira problem. Saka even kana information kana chii, we are at the mercy of men. They are dominated by men who run, who dictate everything.
That there was VUSA's Patricia Mugani re-speaking yesterday in Machingo. Vachitaurawo pamusangano uyu amai Febi Mauto vebato rezano PF vakati havana kufara nekubatwa kwakaitwa madzimai musarudzo dzemubato ravo dzekutsvaga vachamirira zano PF musarudzo dzichaitwa munyika.
Vakanga variga mamaseu edu azvizi ei varume vachatinotsigira kuti zviwa ndiko chaiwo chaiwa vana kumamona kana kudini vakapenga vakati hapavho uchewi kana masereo vasina kuvuda asi kuti varume vavepo vanga vachikwipisa vanga vakabatana vachiti masereo hana kudini
hana kumboi
chero nacheya wacho futi vanenge vambotsinga kuti macheya hana masereo hana kudini hanambo vanhu vakati iyo ine verification yakaitiwa zviti vakala chokwadi mhomho yevanhu haina kuzvidini kuzviziva vangu vezvavo vacho vanoda kuvhotegwa nevamwe vakuru vacho vaiita maverification iwavo.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kunhengo yezano PF amai Febi Mauto vachitaura vari kumasvingo. Vachitaurawo vakamirira bato reCitizens Coalition for Change amai Tendekai Matara vakataurawo kuti madzimai kuti vaite mushandira pamwe uye varambe nyaya yewomen's quota inopiwa madzimai.
Wana sister wangwa kuti apana law enforcement panyaya ye gender equality. But in here, I don't go up with them at mine. Thank you so much for bringing such a kutiisa pachebo imwe from different political parties zvinotibatsira nyaya yavapo semadzimai isusu ngatichitongoita chigandanga women tinokomanda the majority yepopulation saka there is no way yatinobvitiwa nevanhu vashoma kwatiri mutemo chavo chaivo vanoenda kuparliament kana vavako havachagoni kuti vandomirawo nemadzimai kuti aiwa ichi chinhu chinotonzi women's quota ichi hatichidi because ndochavanotinyaradza nacho kuti madzimai nyararai munodirei kukondesesi takakupai kota yemahara isu hatidi zvokupuhwa zvemahara tisi huku inokushirwa toda kupinda muresi navo varume vacho gidye gidye asi zvaakuda kuti isusu tibatanise chii semadzimai kana zvichimbobvira tinombosendeka zvimapolitical chakuti zvedu zviya zviya pamira mudzimai tikanyatsa kuona kuti aiwa apa dhonza rinogona kukweva chaiko chaiko kuziva paunogona kutibudisapo nokuti ndiri mudzimai wekupatiyo todini totsigira varume havana tsitsi nesu wechokwadi and they don't want to see us pamberi apo vanongoda ivo vachititungamirira ngatisimukei semadzimai ndopedzisira ndichitaura nyaya yekuti chigandanga kushaikwa kwemazita inini 2013 ndakavhota neregistration slip zita rangu rashaikwa muvoters roll imagine ndainda ndikutoenda kunovhota fortunate enough ndakanga ndiri kujomiki ndiri observer ndapinda tikuti chiregai ndidi ndikaste vhoti yangu ndiinde kubasa zita rashaikwa ndikanzibudai ndikati handibudi ndikutoda kuinda kubasa this is my slip. Mupurisa akati ambe yabudai ndikati ofisa imi hamushandi kuziki regaiiizirani nezii iwant to cast my vote and go vakangondirega ndikavhota zvimwe zvacho hazvidi kupolitics hakuzi kurwadzana.
Avo vanga vari amai Tendekai Matara vachitaura vari kumasvingo. Let's now take a break. Please don't go away. Stay with us.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages. So please go to VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by our guest, Lynette Mudewe of LEAD, and Amaitende Kai Matara of CCC. Studio 7 tried to include members of the ZANU-PF party. I also spoke to Sesi Mubaya of ZANU-PF Canada, who said she was not available for today's program, but hopefully we will have her joining us in the next programs. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Hello.
I want to kufara chaizvo kuti takwanisa nekuti tanga tiri kutochika kuti mafoni enyu anga acharamba asi totanga namai Matara vanga vari kumusangano uyu watichangobva kuona mataura mazwi anobata vazhinji kuti nyaya idzi dzezvematongerwo enyika akusi kuenda kuruwadzana dzinoda mukadzi akaita sei
kunoda mukadzi akashinda I am a committed.
Taona zvemuchiramba nyaya yewomen's quota mati ngaimbomiswa sei muri kuramba nyaya
iyi pandiri kuirambira inini hongu ine painotipa advantage but ndiri kuona sekuti it's a way of silencing woman to demand the 50-50 yatiri kuchemera day in day out tobva tanzi aiwa katinobekipa tatiri kuda 50-50 nechasiri neconstituent tine constituency ine tine province ine about 26 constituents seexample yemasvingo tiri kuti chiki amanesi vezi 26 constituents etishe ikani seitiri kumadzimai seitiri kuvanhurume isu semadzimai tochitorawo mayuti edu echisikana teshe yavo ikoko varume veshe yavo nemayuti avo echirume but then zisikota vanobva vati no madzimai imimeregaitimire because mune pamunotopiwa mahara izvi zvatiri kuti zvemahara izvozvo hatisi kuzvina tinoda zvekumira because takagara tatotaridza kuti no we are strong enough to stand the ground.
Maybe if we can just go into English, Mai Matara, we saw you calling on other women. We saw there were members of different political parties, ZANU-PF, LEAD, and other organizations. So what was the response like? Is it possible for Zimbabwean women to stand together and back one candidate, irrespective of whatever party they're coming from?
Yeah, it's very possible. It's very possible that since we are still facing these challenges, you know, as women, we are not, we don't have financial stamina. You know what I mean? So we will be contesting with men who have got bags, who have got money, who are all resources. But with a woman who has got nothing, what we only have in you is the skills and love to show up to the community. But in terms of financial, that we compete with the woman.
We are not in reserve.
I am a member of the Zimbabwean 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 Z
ziya dakasiana siana. Vanhu vatinoti tivhotei vanenge vachireva mashoko ekuti ndangimbotange ndakunwa, rega ndimbokupute, rega ndimbokudya kuti ndikupe vhoti yangu. Zvino isu semadzimai agara asinawo zvikwanisiro, hatikwanisi kuve tiine mari dzekuti timbodyire timbo niye, timbo shute. Kakanyaya kisho ya marivesi, kukupinda mwere, inyaya ipa chokwadi.
Ataura yenye?
Kukupiri inyaya kuti, kusawe siyebi, ini indineti yaka korapta. Kuti wani wafuge kuti mwizimai, aago ni kutunga mirira. Kaka isiriye typing pachirongo. Sikari saa kuti, mchilani mchedu, mchili zaku ndi chata ndi kukere kuti, zaka adleti, mkuti mchilani mchedu mwizimai anere mkizwa. Inda mwizimai zinenzi, mwisha mkazi, kachia ndi pedu. Kaka ndoze, kandani kambu kukere kuti, kaka kanauri mwisha mkazi, kaka kanauri wadi, wadi ino usanga mchia, Nisha jaka siyana siyana, jiriki tengane na jimai. Kwa wadi yewe seisi ya kwa nisiki tengane na jimai. So istiri ya kaiti ni ya kapi ya wadi ayura mukazi ya anasa nagibai, hafa nili yosika apa apa. Anasa nagira ambari apa apa, hafa nili yosika apa apa. Kwa nyeye kaucha ya kwa gwenye ngoja, ina kupata jaka nyanya ya majimai. So kwa 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 na siki yangu, kwa kitu warikita ura mandi, kwa kitu, Inyesana kuti ishinde, ishinde. Inyesana kuti zinonga ziti zota uwele ipapo. Ujiti ayu wawanilewe. Jipo mkana kuti njiku umiri irei. Ika uwele wacha hizi cha hizi jiti kuti njiku maranda. Unotukwa, unotukwa unenyomba ya. Unotukiru wawana wako, unotukiru wawabereji wako. Unotukiru wazaka wanda kutanga nchaburi waka uwele wabere. Ana kurorwa here saka ihure here nyango vakarorwa inzvire kunge inenge iri hure rinobuda inzvine kuti zvakasanganiswa zvakanzi mukadzi wese anoda kuti ndinoda kupinda mupolitics ndinoda kuti ndipiwewo chigaro chekuti nditaurewo mafungiro angu semukadzi munhu iyeye mukadzi wese afunga kuita izvozvo anenge achinzi iye hure.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu mashoko makukutu iwayo muzvare mudewe vesangano relead. Let me go back to Mai Matara. Mai Matara, you heard what Lynette Mudewe is saying of lead, that you know there's a lot of name calling, there are a lot of, you know, denigration of women who decide to take up decision making positions, especially in politics. What's your take? You have been there, it seems a little longer. What's your advice to the younger women that want to come up in politics?
Yeah, the problem is once you get into politics, people will just view you with a different eye. But when we go back to this issue of name calling, labeling, mud cleaning, you know, all those sorts of dirty things will be associated with a woman who wants to be a leader in society. I don't know why men view activists, which are ladies. They just view them like, you know, they are loose, you know, they are not dignified people, but it's the opposite.
Saka point wasei zvamira zvakadaro. Vechidiki vachawanikwa vachizopinda here mune zvematongerwo enyika, uye zvezvimwe zvamuri kusangana nazvo even imimi magara mune zvematongerwo enyika ndezvipi? Tinoona vezanopf vanga vari kuchema chema pavhidhiyo yatabva kuona vachiti pakawanikwa pachianaunswa maresults panga pachiitwa zvisina unyatsochena. Muri kuzvionawo here mune mamwe mapato aya anopikisa?
Yeah, tinozviona, but sezvandambotaura kana kuti sezvamanga ndichitaura paworkshop yatanga tiri, kuti zvinoda courage. You should have courage. And you know, this pull your down syndrome. Inoto apply even patiri tichana mai. Kunouya mai vana mai who do not believe that a sister like me can be a leader in a society. So those ladies are fighting the men to fight. Those ladies have the potential to lead. I was saying the lady who was presiding over the workshop, who was the facilitator, I really think the for bringing such a noble workshop to the ladies. But that it could be not financially, but with the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Why, how we should go about religion in the community, in our public relations with the community.
Hello, caller, have you South Africa, Makadi?
Super Makadi, yo.
Hey, Taurai teens, Gemurkuns, Gamaz, my Varkuta, Raivo, Pam Surapesh, Avarkusangana Nazo, Kanavarku Dakupinda, Munyazes, and Matonga, Wenika, Taurai teens.
Uchona mabakazi vari vashoma unopinda muparliament vakazi tinosa.
Saka imi mazwe nyeshingiso kune ava varimo vamuri kuona vatiri kutaura nawo ndeye kuti chi.
Ini ndoda kutongotoshingisa varimo mukati ava kuti ngavarambe vakashinga vasaterera mashoko evanhu. Ndiko kutoti vatisimbisevo isu tichigozopindawo. Ngavarambe vakashinga. Ngozi vanhu vachataura mashoko.
Asi imwe nyaya inotaurwa une madzimai vari mune zvematongerwo enyika vanoti madzimai semimi hamuzovhoterawo vamwe madzimai kana maenda manje kusarudzo. Zvinofamba sei ipapo?
Ndipo pandiri kutaura kuti vakadzi tagara tine problem yegodo yekuitirana godo pachezvedu isiro satisingasimudzirani. Munhu anoprefera kunoisa vhoti kumurume asingaisi kumukadzi. Yenhau yegodo.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Sis Edna, variku South Africa. Meno kana mune mazwi amungada kutaurira varipo, musitisa tati muende zvenyu. Aiwa, pakanaka, thank you so much. Miss Mudewe, Lynette, you heard there from our caller. She said she totally agrees with what you said about the name calling that happens when women get into politics. So what's the way forward?
Okay, my daughter is Edna. I'm going to be a power of women in the chamber. I'm not from there. These are ways of wisdom and no batasi to have to pay more and it's my dear Machender. My denial, Machender. The neighborhood joker, Capital of Nayo could. Now I say that I am a Machender Edna. He made joker in a denial. Sakatingai Tangova, the Kiran that Kitao and Nawi. Mutendere nazo ndinga tane makore tikurukura nezvinyaya iyi kubva 1980 kusvika 2023 madzimai tikungochema nenyaya inochete asi nyaya ichingodzoserwa kuti ndisu madzimai vari kutadza kukurudzira
nekusaedu manji
mumwe mudzimai kuti apiwe handiti saka inyaya yedu madzimai
focus yedu ngaiwande ku empowerment ne mental emancipation the madzimai kuti can do it.
Thank you so much. You know, to our valued callers and also to our guests. We were lucky today we actually got through to Zimbabwe. We had the Lynette Mulewe of LEAD and also Amai Matara of CCC. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington saying let's meet again tomorrow here on Life Talk. You have a very good night, Zimbabwe.